Do you have any final advice for parents?
We have to not throw the baby out with the bathwater. What makes technology good or bad isn't the technology, but how we use it and how we help our kids use it. So if we raise them starting young with knowing how to use it and get them involved in it as they get older, they will use it smartly. In my book, CyberSafe, I have a whole chapter on how to start kids off on technology and even include, you know, what do you do with your preteens. There are Disney sites geared towards playing games with kids online to get them used to the online world through anonymous characters, and sites like Club Penguin are so popular because it teaches kids the rules for the road long before they even have to confront Facebook. Parents have to realize that what looks like a game to them are training wheels for when they are old enough to handle the responsibility of Facebook. We would never let our child have a drink before they were the right age or get behind a wheel of a car before they were the right age. Yet for the online world, we bend the rules all the time, and we create the problems as parents. We have to be the ones to say, no, you're too young. You're too young for that smartphone. You're too young for Facebook. And if we do that and we help our kids just slow down and get online when they're the right age, they will be fine. The amount of cyberbullying will go down, and the amount of things like sexting will go down. It's when kids get online when they're not ready, because they're kids, that all sorts of issues start.